He just wanted to get rid of the stuff, he assured me, clear it out. It had been taking up room in his shed for too long. He wasn't asking much for it. So, after taking his address and getting directions to his cottage, I promised I'd drive up and look the stuff over next day. It would be my first proper foray after stock for some time. A few months before, I'd been involved in an incident that left me with a fractured skull, a broken ankle, and cracked ribs. Ironically, the most serious of my injuries, the depressed fracture of the skull, was the one which had given me the fewest problems since. Once the headaches had settled down, my head was fine, the thin scar on my scalp increasingly hidden by the mad tangle of my hair. But I'd been on crutches for weeks and forced to stay with my old friends, Ricky and Morris, until I could manage to walk unassisted. I'd lived downstairs in their guest bedroom, all the rooms upstairs filled with rails of costumes they hire out to theatrical companies. I'd had to attend a christening in April with one leg protected by a big Kevlar boot, which rather ruined the effect of the chic Chanel dress I'd borrowed from their stock. Now I was safely back in my own flat, and except for my ankle aching whenever I changed gear, I was fine. It was a relief to be back in my own space, even if it meant...